Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you. Steve Vaughn also with me. And today is Generations Year in Review for 2021.
Wow.
We've been doing this for 17 years, all the way back to 2004. And folks can pick up any one of our 17 years in review on Sermon Audio.
That would be very interesting to go back and listen to all of those.
Well, you could certainly see some transitions. As we have witnessed the fall of Western civilization, we used to say we are chronicling the decline of Western civilization. At this point, it seems to me that Western civilization has fallen, and that's one reason I wrote the book Epoch, the Rise and Fall of the West. We have been chronicling it for some 17 to 18 years on this program, and I think what we've seen the last 2 to 3 years is probably the most severe, the most discrete breakdown, a discrete shift in civilization that we have witnessed in a very long time. I think most people would say it's as significant as anything we've seen since the Great Depression. But I would say what we are seeing in terms of the full picture is the decline of the economic, social influence of a Christian Western civilization upon the entire world. That's gone now. That's gone. We have put that behind us, and that shift has occurred since 2004 when this radio program began, and we began the year in review programs. The world is not the same as it was, Steve. The world is in turmoil. I don't think things have settled out at all. I can remember back in 2020, okay, this would have been right around, I'm going to say, March of 2020. I took an international trip. We were doing several conferences on family discipleship with pastors in the Far East. And it was about a 2-week trip, as I recall. And it was during COVID. COVID just hit. America shut down. The airport shut down in the nation where we were doing the seminars the evening that we left. So we got out just barely. And somebody emailed from our church community and said, "You are coming back to a different world."
I agree.
And that's exactly what happened, Steve. I mean, we landed in, I think it was LaGuardia Airport, and we took a taxi to another airport. Can't remember how it worked, but the streets of New York City were virtually abandoned. It was weird. It was extraordinary. It was something I'd never experienced my whole life. And then, of course, the entire world economy shut down for the next 2 months.
That's got to be very interesting to have left right on the night of it happening and then coming back to something totally different, because it was a different experience living through that and seeing that progression happen where, you know, you go to the store and the shelves are emptying but not being refilled. But to have left and come back and see all of that as if it had happened overnight, that had to be quite the experience.
It was stark. It was a surreal experience. It was as if aliens had come to visit our world and everything had changed virtually overnight. Friends, this is not the same world we were living in 2019. This is a different world. But praise God, He's in control. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea and COVID-19 comes upon the entire world. Though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. That's going to be our passage going into 2022. This time around, friends, be back with more in the year in review on Generations Next. Hello, friends. Kevin Swanson here from Generations wanted to share a quick testimony from one of our partners.
Hello. My name is Ruth Adams, author and host of the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. For over a decade, our family's faith has been fortified and vision strengthened through the generations broadcast, live events hearing Kevin Swanson speak, reading his books, and in recent years, bringing in the Christian discipleship curriculum into our homeschooling program. Generations has been instrumental in encouraging our family to evaluate cultural issues through the lens of a biblical worldview. I look forward to seeing how the Lord will continue to use this ministry committed to Christ and His kingdom.
If you too have been blessed or encouraged by the work of Generations, could I ask you to consider partnering with us to help continue this work God has called us to in the months and the years ahead? It's truly the hand of God and the generosity of our donors that allows us to grow and reach more families like yours for the kingdom of Christ. Our ministry base doubled just last year, and we're excited for what 2022 has in store. So would you join us in this ministry opportunity? You can donate today at generations.org/give. That's generations.org/give. Welcome back to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host. Also Steve Vaughn. Well, this is 2021 year in review on Generations. 2021, it was the year of COVID-19, part two, part three, part four. I didn't realize there was going to be sequels, but there were sequels to this thing, and it just kept coming back at us.
Expansion packs, I think, yeah. It's like a game's expansion packs. You know, they kept thrusting them upon us.
Not to mention the vaccines and the boosters. Friends, 2021 was another year of fear. For the entire world, it was the year of tyranny as well. Rising tyranny. It was the year of the vaccine. It was the year of natural disasters. Now, our leaders were less likely to attribute it to global warming at points, but not so eager to attribute it to the hand of God. The National Centers for Environmental Information puts 2021 is the second or third worst for billion-dollar disasters in the last 41 years. The other bad years were 2020, 2018, 2017, and 2005, meaning that most of the bad years have happened in just the last 4 years in all of American history. Counting billion-dollar events, the National Centers for Environmental Information put 2020 and 2021 as the worst years in recorded history for the United States. It was the year that the rubber band stretched from 2 inches to about 28 feet, and then we weren't sure whether it was going to bust or not. So we're all on edge when it came to the American economy. The stock market was out of control. Companies were borrowing money to pay dividends. The Wall Street Journal reported that the issuance of speculative grade loans to finance dividends hit a record $72 billion in 2021. And what in the world are companies doing borrowing money to provide profit to their investors? Something wrong with that.
That doesn't seem to be quite the business model I ever learned.
Yeah, that didn't show up in my economics 101 class in college. Companies borrowing money to pay dividends at record levels, according to the Wall Street Journal. Companies and their CEOs were losing confidence in their own companies. Companies were buying back their own stock at higher rates than ever, artificially inflating the value of their companies, an estimated $832 billion of company buybacks in 2021. That compares to an average annual cost of $480 billion a year of stock buybacks between 2012 and 2020, and you never heard of them in the 1980s and 1990s. Meanwhile, the CEOs of big companies, typically known as the insiders, were dumping their stocks like it was going out of style. Wall Street reported that Microsoft CEO sold 50% of his stock in the company in just a single day, just before Thanksgiving, and Zero Hedge reported 90 public company officers dumping over $100 million in shares in 2021 compared to an average of 30 over the previous 5 years. So it was the year in which companies and their CEOs lost their confidence in their own companies. It was the year of options buying. That's the greed and gambling ratio in the market. Since the turn of the century, the increase in average daily volume for options has been a staggering, relentless. It has been rising by 13.3-fold Options activity surpassed activity in the stock market for the first time ever in 2021. The daily average notional value of traded single stock options has exceeded $432 billion, compared with $404 billion of stocks, according to calculations by Cboe's Henry Schwartz. The musical chairs song was playing faster and faster, and we weren't sure when the music was going to stop. It was the year that cryptocurrency increased by tenfold. No, wait, make that twofold. No, make that fivefold. No, make that sixfold. And the lemmings just went for it every time. It was the year the whole stock market turned into a crapshoot. Wall Street became Las Vegas Strip. It was the year for the Proverbs of God's wisdom, Proverbs 13, verse 11. Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. And Proverbs 28, verse 19, whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Does that apply to 60 to 70% of American investors? Well, it was a year
at least
that the Proverbs made sense and seemed to apply to the entire American stock market, for that matter. It was also the year that I had to write my book on economics for families and teen kids at a pedestrian level. So we would all know what happened in the economic conflagration of the entire Western world back in the 2020s. No better time to bring a book on economics to public consumption, Steve.
Yeah, they'll read that in 23, 24, and they'll go, oh, so that's what happened. That's why this happened. No wonder he was saying those things.
Yeah, that's the intent. That's the intent. It was the year inflation soared up into the 13 to 14% territory, although the government told us it was only 5% or 6%. Oh, no, wait, 7%. But it wasn't really my calculation. My calculation included transportation, insurance, and all these other aspects of life, including housing. And if you put all that together, the inflation index was closer to 13% in 2020, and it's doubtful that we're going to get cost of living increases anywhere close to that by 2022.
Yeah, we found out, too, from I think it was CNN, that inflation actually could be good for us. Although we're not quite sure why, but
have to figure that one out.
It's a good inflation's a good thing.
It was also the year that, you know, the Generations radio program figured out the government lies, and the standard of living on the average American family has actually fallen by half since 1975. If you look at the major expenses, it was the year that people had a hard time going back to work after getting a free lunch from the government the previous year. It was a year of supply line problems and companies needing employees. It was also the year the Fed realized they couldn't lower the interest rate from 0.000001% and thereby salvage the dead carcass of a dying economy. It was the year that trust in Prince's horses and the Federal Reserves ran out. Couldn't believe them anymore. And I think the Federal Reserve Board was basically sweaty palms for all year.
Yeah, it does take some people a long time to figure that out.
Yeah, you just can't lower interest rates much lower than 0.00001%. It was the year Columbia University researchers figured out the death rate for COVID shots was four times higher than the death rate for COVID for people under 18 years of age on the official numbers, but that didn't seem to bother the governments of the world much at imposing the shot on the masses. Just shut up and get the shot, and here, another booster, and have another one. Then have another one. It was the year that freedom disappeared from the world, and Freedom House marked a 46-nation deficit on nations gaining freedoms versus nations losing freedoms. And then we discovered this had been going on for 16 years. It was the year that we realized that Christians or people who still believed in God had lost influence in government, and the whole world was paying for it by the loss of freedom, especially economic freedom. It was the year of West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin spoiling the garden party of Biden and Sanders, at least for the next month or two. And that was interesting because we walked away saying, God is still in control of the U.S. Senate. It was the year that murder rates and abortion rates in America increased, sadly. Despair deaths also up another 10%. Over another 30% the year before. It was the year that mass chaos spread across nations, military coups, and really bad things happening in Myanmar, Chad, Mali, Guinea, and Sudan, the most military coups in 1 year, perhaps in several decades. It was the year of assassinations, including the killing of the president of Haiti, which caused even more chaos in that nation. It was the year that two police officers in Minnesota were convicted of killing suspects in well-publicized cases, while Kyle Rittenhouse was exonerated on a self-defense plea on shooting several persons in a riot in 2020. It was the year we figured out that the courts may be soft on crime, offering low bail to violent criminals, but a little more flexibility on self-defense, opening the doors for a little more anarchy or self-defense, based justice on the streets. Not much the police can do these days. It was the end of an era. The radio talk industry of the 1980s, 1990s, and 2000s came to an end. In 2021, Larry King died in January, Rush Limbaugh in February, and nobody will take their place. I worked a news station, by the way, in the 1980s, played Larry King on a nightly basis. I think it was 1984, 1985, 1986, working KVEC in San Luis Obispo, California. Larry King and Jim Bohannon were the talk show hosts in the late night programs, as I recall. I was a little bit more of the conservative voice on the station during those years. Also, it was the end of another era. The father of Christian contemporary music, Ralph Carmichael, died this year, as did Carmen. The singer Ralph Carmichael paved the way for artists such as Andre Crouch, Larry Norman, DC Talk, and Petra. It's a bit superficial, and superficiality turned out to be, well, superficial. It was the year that almost nothing happened in entertainment. I can't think of much. I guess Spider-Man came out around Christmas time. But beyond that, I don't think anything else happened in entertainment. The 2021 Grammys broke through another threshold in the decline of Western culture as the last vestiges of what could have conserved culture surrendered to self-immolation. Women led the sculptural suicide almost exclusively. And the Academy Awards show Sunday night came off as a dud, with viewership dropping off to 9.85 million, down from 24 million last year, down from 55 million in the year 2000. Hollywood's most prestigious awards this year went to no-name films hardly watched by anybody. Judas and the Black Messiah, Nomadland, and Minari. Only 5% of Americans watched the Grammys this year. The homeschooling population is larger than that in America. The world passes away with its lust thereof, but he who does the will of the Father abides forever. It was the year that the pillars of Big Eva shook pretty good. Big Eva being big evangelicalism, which, as it turns out, isn't all that big much anymore. Brian Houston stepped down from the Leaning Tower of Pisa group out in Australia. What do they call that thing? Hillsong? Is that what they call that?
Hillsong.
Okay, yeah. Well, Brian Houston stepped down from that thing, and upon his death, Ravi Zacharias wrapped up a huge string of really terrible, tragic scandals in the evangelical conservative Christian church. As CT put it, a four-month investigation found the late Ravi Zacharias leveraged his reputation as a world-famous Christian apologist to abuse massage therapists in the United States and abroad over more than a decade, while the ministry led by his family members and loyal allies failed to hold him accountable. That was Christianity Today. And hopefully, we're being hopeful here, this would be the end of a rather long string of terrible, tragic scandals marking the breakdown of the evangelical world. 2021 was also the year that the female Christian evangelical pillars of America turned out to be well made out of that cheap molded plastic stuff. Beth Moore left the Southern Baptist Church to preach in other churches, I guess other denominations. And the earthquakes brought about the zeitgeist of CRT, white privilege, and LGBT, ripping apart the flimsy houses built on the sand, whether it was McLean Bible Church, the Southern Baptist, the PCA, and even Bethlehem Baptist suffered some shaking this year up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota area. Also, 2021 was the year that we realized a mealy-mouthed Christian faith wasn't going to cut it. It was the year that called for crystal clarity and steadfast oppositions to the lies and obfuscations of the devil, especially when it came to things like critical race theory. Without the law of God, without bringing a distinctive Christian ethic to bear that is rooted entirely in Scripture, there is no way we would have the ammo to go against these obfuscating doctrines of the zeitgeist. I guess World Magazine sort of realized that, but we're not sure quite yet. Douglas Wilson's voice came through, but Russell Moore's voice was fading out. Not sure what he was saying, but we're pretty sure we know what Doug Wilson was saying last year. It was also the year that persecution increased exponentially for churches in Australia, Canada, and other Western nations. It was the year of the solidification of the faith in the remnant. It was the year that ministries like ours took a hyperbolic curve on the increase on that exponential function. It was the year of shaking and sifting between that which would remain and that which would not remain. It was the year we strengthened the things that remained. It was the year of the fall of Western civilization. It was the year that we published Epoch, The Rise and Fall of the West. Well, friends, these 2, 3, 4, 5 years will be remembered for 1,000 years, as significant should Christ tarry, as significant as the fall of Rome. These, I believe, are the biggest years in world history since 475 AD or 70 AD. We're certainly seeing the shades of 475 AD and 70 AD right now, even among the Christian nations and what used to be the Christian churches in the Western Gentile world. It was the year that Hebrews 12:25 took on new meaning for us. I'll read these verses one more time for you. Hebrews 12:25-27. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape. If we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And now this, yet once more, indicating the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So let us be sure that he is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. That is, the church will not be moved. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. And though he will shake the heavens and the earth, that is so, the things that cannot be shaken will remain, and you can bet they will remain, because he has ordained it to be so. The church will remain, no matter what happens in 2022, friends. You can be sure that the Church of Jesus Christ will remain, and it will be solid, and it will stand, and it will continue to grow, according to the dictates of our sovereign God and the overseeing influence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Shepherd of the Church, the one who is head over all things to the Church, and that is Jesus Christ. And that wraps up this 2021 Year in Review on the Generations broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson wishing you a blessed new year, and we will see you again next year as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.